where there is no matter, but instead light, information, frequency, vibration, energy, and consciousness, we have to cross a bridge. That bridge is the speed of light. When we become pure consciousness and become no body, no one, no thing, nowhere, in no time, we are crossing that threshold from matter to energy. When Einstein introduced the equation E equals MC squared in his theory of special relativity, for the first time in the history of science, he demonstrated from a mathematical standpoint that energy and matter are related. What converts matter to energy is the speed of light, which means anything material traveling faster than the speed of light leaves our three-dimensional reality and turns into immaterial energy. In other words, in the three-dimensional world, the speed of light is the threshold for matter, or anything physical, to retain its form. No thing can travel faster than the speed of light, not even information. Anything traveling from one point to another that is traveling slower than the speed of light is going to take time. Therefore, the fourth dimension is time. Time is the nexus that connects the three-dimensional world to the fifth-dimensional world and beyond. Once something is traveling faster than the speed of light, there is no time or no separation between two points of consciousness, because every thing, material, becomes energy. This is how you go from three dimensions to five dimensions, from a universe to the multiverse, from this dimension to all dimensions. Let me give you an example to help simplify this complex idea. French physicist Alain Aspect performed a famous quantum physics experiment in the early 1980s called the Bell test experiments. In the study, scientists entangled two photons, causing them to bond together. They then shot the two photons in opposite directions, creating distance and space between them. When they influenced one photon to disappear, the other photon vanished at exactly the same time. This experiment was a cornerstone study in the breakthrough of quantum physics because it proved that Einstein's theory of relativity wasn't completely correct. What it showed was that there is a unifying field of information existing beyond three-dimensional space and time that connects all matter. If the two particles of light were not connected by some invisible field of energy, it would have taken time for information to travel from one local point in space to the other local point in space. According to Einstein's theory, if one particle disappeared, the other particle should disappear a moment later, unless they were occupying the same space at the same time. Even if the second photon was affected a millisecond later, because they were separated by space, time would have played a factor in relaying the information. This would have reaffirmed that the ceiling of this physical reality is the speed of light, and everything material that exists here is separate. Because the two particles vanished at exactly the same time, it proved that all matter, bodies, people, things, objects, places, and even time are connected by frequency and information in a realm beyond three-dimensional reality and time. Everything beyond the material is unified in a state of oneness. The information was communicated between those two photons non-locally. Since there is no separation between two points of consciousness in the five-dimensional reality, there is no linear time. There is only all times. Mystical quantum physicist David Bohm called the realm of the quantum the implicate order, where everything is connected. He called the explicit order the material realm of separation. If you look at figures 11.8 and 11.9 again, it will help you to get your mind around both worlds. When you take your attention off being somebody, someone, something, somewhere, in some time, and you become no body, no one, no thing, nowhere, in no time, you are becoming pure consciousness. Your consciousness merges with the unified field, which is made only of consciousness and energy, where you connect to the self-organizing consciousness of everybody, everyone, everything, everywhere, in every time. Thus, as you surrender as an awareness, without your senses, into this field of oneness where there is no separation, and you keep going deeper into the void or blackness, because nothing physical exists there, you as a consciousness become less separate from the consciousness of the unified field. If you can keep becoming more conscious and aware of it, and keep paying attention to it, you are investing your energy in it, and your attention directly at it. Thus, as you keep moving toward it, you will feel less separation and more wholeness. Finally, since only the eternal present moment exists in the unified field, because there is no linear time, only all time, the consciousness and energy of the unified field that is observing all matter into form is always in the present eternal moment. Therefore, in order for you to connect and unify with it, you will have to be completely in the present moment as well. If you review figure 11.10, It shows how you can collapse your own separation and individual consciousness to experience the oneness and wholeness of the unified field. One last point about the speed of light. In this realm of the material world, visible light is a frequency based on polarity, electrons, positrons, photons, and so on. If you look ahead a bit at figure 11.11, according to the scale, approximately one-third of the way up from the slowest frequency is where the division of light takes place. Above this wave or frequency is where matter goes from form to energy and singularity, and below this frequency are division and polarity. When the division of light takes place, photons, electrons, and positrons come into being because the visible light field holds the information template of matter as organized frequency in patterns of light. This division of light is where the Big Bang occurred, where singularity became duality and polarity, where the universe eventually appeared as organized information and matter. That's why this void is eternal blackness. There is no visible light. Because matter vibrates at such a slow frequency, to enter the time-space dimension or the unified field, you can't enter as a body or matter, so you must become no body. You can't take your identity, so you're going to have to become no one. You can't take things, so you must become no thing. You can't be somewhere, so you're going to have to get to nowhere. Finally, if you're living by a familiar past or predictable future where time appears linear, to get to the place of time-space, you're going to have to experience no time. How do you do this? You keep placing your attention on the unified field, not with your senses, but with your awareness. As you change your consciousness, you raise your energy. The more you become aware of this invisible field, the more you're moving further away from the separation of matter and closer to oneness. Now you're in the quantum, or the unified field. This is the realm of information that connects everybody, everyone, everything, everywhere, and every time. The unified field, becoming everybody, everyone, everything, everywhere, in every time. Matter is very dense, and because of its density, it vibrates at the slowest frequency in the universe. In figure 11.11, you see that as you raise matter's frequency by speeding it up faster and faster, matter, as we know it, dematerializes into energy. At some point just beyond the visible light spectrum, above the realm of duality and polarity, any information about matter converts to more unified energy. As you can see, the higher the frequency, the more orderly and coherent that energy becomes. At this level of frequency and energy, duality and polarity unify to become one. We call this love or wholeness because there is no longer any division or separation. It is where positive and negative join, where male and female unite, where the past and future merge, where good and bad no longer exist, where right and wrong no longer apply, where opposites become one. As you continue up this scale away from matter and separation, you continue to experience greater and greater degrees of wholeness, order, and love. The orderliness of this more coherent energy is carrying information, and that information is more and more love. If you continued speeding matter up even faster, eventually it would be vibrating so fast as a frequency that it would exist as a straight line. Infinite frequencies exist in that line, which means infinite possibilities exist there as well. This is the zero-point field, or the point of singularity of the quantum, an omnipresent, ubiquitous field of information that exists as energy and frequency that is observing all of reality into order from a single point. We could call this the mind of God, unity consciousness, source energy, or whatever nomenclature you want to use to define the self-organizing principle of the universe. This is the place where all potentials or possibility exists as a thought, the ultimate source of a loving intelligence and an intelligent love that is observing all of this physical reality into form. Therefore, the greater the frequency we experience, the greater the energy. The greater the energy, the greater the information we have access to. The greater the information, the greater the consciousness. The greater the consciousness, the greater the awareness. The greater the awareness, the greater the mind. The greater the mind, the greater ability we have to affect matter. In the hierarchy of universal laws, quantum laws trump Newtonian or classical laws. This is why Einstein said, "The field is the sole governing agency of the particle." For the quantum field governs, organizes, and unifies all the laws of nature, and is always directing energy into order by patterning light into form. On our own planet, we need only look at nature to see how Fibonacci's sequence, otherwise known as the golden ratio, a recurring mathematical formula found throughout nature that brings about order and coherence, brings order to matter. It's the zero-point field made of possibilities or thought, because thoughts are possibilities, that is slowing its frequency down, creating order and form. The unified field is a self-organizing intelligence that is always observing the material world into order and form. The more you can surrender to it, move closer to it, and become one with it, the less separation and lack you feel, and thus the more wholeness and oneness you experience. When you as an awareness unfold into this infinite realm of possibilities, you begin to feel connected to the consciousness of everyone, everybody, everywhere, everything, in every time, including your future dreams. Since consciousness is awareness, and awareness is paying attention, the first step to experiencing the unified field is to become aware of it, because if you're not aware of it, it doesn't exist. Thus, the more you pay attention to this field, the more you will become aware of it. There is a caveat, however. As we've seen, the only way you can enter the realm of pure consciousness is to become pure consciousness. In other words, the only way to enter this kingdom of thought is as a thought. This means you have to get beyond your senses by taking your awareness off matter and particles, and instead place it on energy or the wave. If you can unfold as an awareness into this unseen, immaterial realm of infinite blackness and become aware that you are an awareness in the presence of a greater awareness, your consciousness will merge with a greater consciousness. If you can do this, if you can get out of the way and linger as a consciousness or awareness in this field, if you can keep surrendering to this intelligent love, the same innate intelligence that's creating the universe and giving you life, it's going to consume you. This loving intelligence is both personal and universal, within you and all around you. And when it consumes you, it's going to create and restore order and balance in your biology, because its very nature is to organize matter in a more coherent way. Now you are moving through the eye of the needle, and on the other side of the eye, there is no longer the separation of two points of consciousness. There is one consciousness, or oneness. This is where all possibilities exist. Because you are entering the domain of consciousness, thought, information, energy, and frequency, the bridge that gets you from space-time to time-space is going from being somebody, someone, something, in some place, in some time, to being nobody, no one, no thing, nowhere, in no time. This is the nexus, the threshold to the unified or quantum field. Go back and review figures 11.8 and 11.9. In this realm of infinite unknown possibilities, unlimited new potentials and experiences await you, not the same old familiar ones that you've experienced time and time again. After all, isn't that what the unknown is? An unknown is just a possibility that exists to you as a new thought. When you are in this realm of pure thought as a thought, the only thing limiting you is your imagination. But when in this realm of thought, if you find yourself thinking again about someone, something, somebody, somewhere, in some known time, your awareness, and thus your energy, is back in the known reality of three-dimensional space and time, back to the realm of separation. Since every thought you think has a frequency, the moment you start thinking about the pain in your body, or the advancement of your disease, or the problems at work, or the issues you have with your mother, or the things you must do within a certain amount of time, you are back in this space and time. Your awareness is back in the realm of the material world, and your thoughts are producing the same frequency equal to matter and particles. Review figure 11.10. Your energy is back to vibrating at the same level of the known physical world of three-dimensional reality, so you exert less of an effect on your personal reality. You are back to vibrating as matter, and we know how that goes. As your frequency moves further and further into density, you are moving further and further away from the unified field. As a result, you feel separate from it. In this scenario, if your dreams exist as thoughts in the unified field, it's going to take a lot of time for your dreams to come true. If you are thinking about somebody, someone, something, at some place, in some time, you are not getting beyond your identity, which has been shaped by the totality of your past experiences. You are literally still in the same memories, habitual thoughts, and conditioned emotions that you've associated with all the familiar people and things at certain times and places in your known reality, which means your attention and energy are bound to your past, present, personal reality. You're thinking equal to your identity, so your life is going to stay the same. You're the same personality, trying to create a new personal reality. When I say you have to get beyond yourself, it means to forget about yourself. Take your attention off your personality and your past personal reality. It makes sense then that to heal your body, you're going to have to get beyond your body. To create something new in your life, you're going to have to forget about your same old life. To change some problem in your external environment, you're going to have to get beyond your memory and the corresponding emotions related to that problem. And if you want to create a new, unexpected event in your future timeline, you'll have to stop unconsciously anticipating the same predictable future based on your familiar memories of the past. You are going to have to move to a greater level of consciousness than the consciousness that created any of those realities. In the unified field, there is nowhere to go because you are everywhere. There is nothing you can want because you are so whole and complete that you feel like you have everything. You can't judge anyone because you are everyone, and it's no longer necessary to become anybody because you are everybody. And why would you be worried that there is never enough time if you exist in a domain where there's infinite time? The more whole you feel, the less lack you experience, and therefore the less you want. How can you want or live in lack when you feel whole? If there is less lack, there is less of the need to create from duality, polarity, and separation. How can you want when you're whole? When you create from wholeness, you feel like you already have it. There is no longer wanting, trying, wishing, forcing, predicting, fighting, or hoping. After all, hope is a beggar. When you create from a state of wholeness, there are only knowing and observing. This is the key to manifesting reality, being connected, not separate. If time in your three-dimensional world is created by the illusion of space between two objects, or two points of consciousness, then the more one you are with the unified field, the less separation there is between you and everything material. When your consciousness merges or becomes more connected to the unified field, to the realm of wholeness and unity, there is no longer separation between two points of consciousness. This wholeness is then reflected in your biology, chemistry, circuitry, hormones, genes, heart, and brain, thus restoring balance to your entire system. A greater frequency or energy is now moving through your autonomic nervous system, a system that continuously gives you life, whose agenda it is to create balance and order. This energy is carrying a message of wholeness, and as a result, you become more holy. The greater the frequency you experience, the shorter amount of time it takes to unfold in this three-dimensional space-time reality. As we learned earlier in this chapter, when you diminish the space between two points of consciousness, you collapse time. When this illusion of separation no longer exists, you perceive less space between you, an identity living in a body in a physical environment in linear time, and people, objects, things, places, matter, and even your dreams. Therefore, the closer you move to the unified field, the more connected you feel you are to everyone and everything. You, as a consciousness, are in the realm of oneness, and because there is no separation, time is eternal. And remember, when there is infinite time, there are infinite spaces, possible dimensions, and realities to be experienced. Wherever you think you are, or whoever you think you are, you are. In fact, there is nothing to try to create because it already exists as a thought in the realm of all thoughts. All you have to do is to become aware of it and observe it into being by experiencing it. Take a peek at figure 11.12 to follow along. As you do this and move your attention from being somebody to being nobody to becoming everybody, you can create anybody. As you move from living as someone to becoming no one to being everyone, you can become anyone. As you can take your attention off something, move into the realm of nothing, you merge with everything. Thus, you can have anything. As you move your awareness from somewhere to nowhere, you will be everywhere, and you can live anywhere. And finally, when you shift your consciousness from some time to no time, to become every time, you can be in any time. Now that's becoming supernatural. In the work I do around the world, I have labored for many years teaching our students how to get beyond themselves. I now know the first step in this process is for them to master their body, get beyond the conditions in their external environment, and transcend time. When they accomplish that, they find themselves on the precipice of experiencing the unified field. Once they arrive at this nexus, however, they must be taught that there is even more to experience. If learning means making new synaptic connections, the more you learn about something, the more you can appreciate it, become aware of it, and experience it, because now you can engage it with a new set of neural networks. It is in the act of learning that you further change or enrich your experience. After all, if you haven't learned anything new, your experience will probably stay the same, since you're perceiving reality with the same neural circuitry as before. Knowledge is the harbinger that evolves your experience. For example, I love red wine, and I lead several wine tours a year in different parts of the world. Many people who come to these week-long events initially tell me that they know nothing about wine. How I translate this statement is that they probably never learned anything about, or have had limited exposure to, the fermented grape. The truth of the matter is that because they have limited knowledge and experience from their past, they have very limited neural hardware installed to perceive any real taste or nuance. We could say then that they just don't know what to look for to truly enjoy the experience. But what if they learn how winemakers produce wine and understand its history, the type of grapes they use, and why they are used? Then they learn about how the wine is stored in oak barrels, for how long, and why. This would familiarize them with the whole process and reasoning as to what makes a particular wine so enjoyable. That's the process, but now think of that great wine in the bottle. If they are not aware of the plum flavor, the notes of black cherry and currants, its hints of vanilla and leather, the smell of its floral perfumes, its percentage of tannins, and whether it was aged in oak barrels or stainless steel drums, and for how long, then they don't know what to look for, and they are not going to be able to fully experience it. Only in the moment when they know what to look for and what to become aware of, does it exist. We could say then that their awareness changes their experience. I know this to be true because in just 1 week, those same people who initially said they didn't like red wine or knew nothing about it, walk away with a whole new experience of interacting with it. After many full days of learning and discovering what to look for, repeatedly staying present and focusing all their awareness on specific flavors and aromas, day after day experiencing all types of wines and deciding what they like and don't like, continuously paying attention and therefore firing, wiring, and assembling new neural connections, those folks get very specific about what type of wine they like. In 1 week, they gain a whole new level of appreciation, awareness, and understanding. Again, the experience changed them. The same is true when it comes to the unified field. If you are not aware of it, then it doesn't exist for you. Yet the more you know about it, and the more aware you are of what to look for, the more you can pay attention to it with your awareness and experience it more deeply. And it should change you. Starting at birth, you're trained to keep your attention on matter and not on energy. You are conditioned into believing you need your senses to experience reality. In other words, if you don't see, hear, feel, smell, touch, or taste something, it doesn't exist. Because of this, the majority of people place most of their attention on matter, objects, and the particle, while taking very little time to put their attention on energy, information, and the wave. For instance, you are not aware of your big toe on your left foot until you put your attention on it. It has always existed for you, but you were unaware of it. The moment you put your awareness on it, however, it comes into being. The same is true for the unified field. The more you become aware of it, the more it will exist in your reality. By focusing solely on matter, people exclude possibility from their life. That's what the wave is, an energy of possibility. The more you pay attention to it, the more possibilities should show up in your life. Because wherever you place your attention is where you place your energy, the moment you become aware of the unified field, your attention upon it causes it to expand. For example, when you place your attention and awareness on your pain, it expands, because you experience more of it. If you keep attending to your pain and experiencing more and more of it, it becomes a part of your life. The same thing also happens with the unified field. When you place your attention on it and become more aware of it, it expands. And just as I said about pain, when you experience more of it, it exists as part of your life. Simply by placing your attention on the unified field, as you become aware of it, notice it, experience it, feel it, interact with it, and stay present with it moment after moment, it shows up and unfolds in your reality on a daily basis. How does it show up and unfold? As unknowns, serendipities, synchronicities, opportunities, coincidences, luck, being in the right place at the right time, and moments filled with awe. In my best description from experience, This unified field is a divine, loving intelligence and an intelligent love that is within and around you. So each time you focus your attention on it, you are becoming aware of the presence of the divine within and all around you. As you place your attention on it, the divine should appear more in your life. Since consciousness is awareness, and awareness is paying attention, when you are aware of it and pay attention to it, you begin to merge with it. Your experience of it will literally cause you to become it. And as you unfold deeper and deeper into this unified field, there's more and more for you to explore and experience. If you look at figure 11.11 again, as you move closer and closer to that straight line that represents source energy or oneness, it makes sense that the only way you can move closer to it is by keeping your attention on it and becoming more conscious of it. If you do this correctly, as you journey away from duality or separation and toward unity and oneness, since feelings are the end product of experience, you should feel more and more levels of love, unity, and wholeness. Once you feel and experience more of this intelligent love, three things happen in your life. The first thing that happens is that as you place your attention and awareness on the unified field, as you move closer to source and deeper into it, you experience more of it. That journey carves a neurological path from your thinking brain straight to your autonomic nervous system. Now, each time you venture deeper into it, as you slow your brainwaves down, you're building a neurological highway with more lanes, and that neuro pathway becomes thicker because you are using it more. Over time, this enables you to more easily merge with the field. The second thing that happens is that because experience enriches the brain, each time you interact with this unified field and experience it, your brain changes. This is what experience does. It enriches and refines brain circuitry. Now you are installing the hardware in your brain to be more aware of this field the next time you merge with it. Likewise, since experience produces an emotion, as you feel the unified field, you begin to embody it. Thus, you embody more of the divine. According to the quantum model of reality, since all disease is a lowering and incoherency of frequency, the moment the body experiences this new coherent elevated frequency, the energy from that event raises the body's vibration into coherence and order. Numerous times in our advanced workshops around the world, when our students' bodies have been upgraded by a new frequency and new information, we have witnessed instantaneous changes in their health. Since the autonomic nervous system's agenda is to create balance and health, the instant we get out of its way, stop analyzing, cease thinking, and fully surrender, this intelligence steps in and creates order. But this time it's carrying a newer, more self-organizing message with a greater frequency from the unified field. That very same coherent energy raises the frequency of matter. It's like changing the frequency of a static-filled radio station to one that is carrying a clear frequency and signal. The body is receiving a more coherent signal. When this happens, you will feel intense love, a profound joy for existence, a heightened sense of freedom, indescribable bliss, an awe for life, elevated levels of gratitude, and a humbled sense of true empowerment. In that moment, the energy from the unified field, in the form of emotion, is reconditioning your body to a new consciousness and a new mind. In a heartbeat, the elevated emotions signal new genes in new ways, changing your body and moving it out of your biological past. The third thing that happens as you move closer toward the unified field is that you begin to hear or experience knowledge and information differently. That's because you've changed your brain circuits and are no longer the same person. You will meet truth on a whole new level, and things that you thought you knew will seem like a brand new encounter. Your inner experience has changed your perception of what is happening in your outer world. In other words, you've awakened. Once you have an experience, a feeling, or better understanding of the unified field, once it changes your brain circuitry, it allows you to experience and perceive reality in new ways. In fact, you will see a spectrum of life that your brain did not have the circuitry to perceive before. The next time your brain fires those networks, you already have the hardware to experience even more of the reality. You are now perceiving more of a reality that has always existed. You merely lacked the circuits to perceive it previously. If on a consistent basis, you can make this journey all the way to source, see figure 11.11 again, and connect with it, the moment you truly interact with it, you will begin to behave more like it. Its nature becomes your nature, and now more intelligent love is being expressed through you. What are its innate qualities? You will become more patient, forgiving, present, conscious, aware, willful, giving, selfless, loving, and mindful, to name but a few of them. You realize that which you have been seeking is seeking you. You become it, and it becomes you. The discipline, then, is to allow your consciousness to merge with a greater consciousness. Surrender deeper into intelligent love. Trust in the unknown. Continuously surrender some aspect of the limited self to join the greater self. Lose yourself in nothing to become everything. Relax into an infinite